Every wideout who out-targeted Malik Washington in Miami last season is gone. Tyreek Hill was released in February. Jaylen Waddle was traded in March. What's left is a second-year sixth-rounder, the biggest target vacancy in football, and a coaching staff that spent June carefully not naming anyone the number one. Receiver 71, pick 184, is the market refusing to price the vacancy until somebody claims it? The season, all 17 games, 46 catches on 65 targets, a 71% catch rate for 317 yards and 3 receiving scores, plus 17 carries for 110 yards and a 4th touchdown on the ground. 5.5 half PPR points a game, 68th among receivers per game, 56 in total, 14% of Miami's targets in his games, a slot and gadget role with return work stapled on. Useful, real, and nothing about it scream number one receiver, because nothing about it was asked to. The career is 2 seasons pointing the same direction, 26 catches as a rookie, 46 last year, the rate up from 3.1 a game to 5.5, small role, honest growth. And only one Miami wideout drew more targets than him last season, Waddle, 100 to 65, which is the quiet fact this whole episode turns on. The pattern beat, volume is identity, targets per game replicate at 0.79 across 954 receiver seasons, and his identity so far is 3.8 a game. Stickiness argues the baseline holds. It has nothing to say about a depth chart that just deleted 129 targets of wideout volume above him. No pattern in our library conditions on opportunity this open. We price what happened. The vacancy is what hasn't.
Muffed!
The situation is a room stripped to the studs and restocked with maybes. Hill released off the knee in February. Waddle traded to Denver in March for a package built around the 30th pick. The veteran adds are Jalen Tolbert and Tutu Atwell plus 3 drafted rookies. The June reporting out of the beat says Washington was the standout of OTAs, the head coach praised his catch and run game by name, and the same beat's depth chart pieces say nobody emerged as the number one all spring. The quarterback is Malik Willis, signed in March on a deal ESPN's report said makes him the starter, and the 7-on-7 chemistry notes from camp coverage pair the two Maliks repeatedly. Bobby Slowick coordinates on a 7-and-10 team whose offseason was a controlled demolition.
The price, WR71 at pick 184. The slot paid 5.1 last season. He produced 5.5 in the old small role. The market is paying him as if nothing changed and everything changed. Our verdict, watch list. We can't underwrite a target share nobody has been given, and an offense with a new play caller and a quarterback with 6 career starts before this one, and we won't fade the one returning receiver who's actually earned targets in this building either. The caveat cuts both ways by construction. If he claims the vacancy, the 14% becomes 20-something, and WR71 was robbery. And if Miami's answer is Tolbert, Atwell, and a rookie by committee, then 5.5 a game at WR71 is simply the going rate.
Watch the first camp depth chart and the preseason snap chart, specifically who runs with the ones when Willis does, and then September's target share against the 14% baseline. The vacancy is the story. Somebody has to claim it on tape. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.